I'm due to speak now, Bob. I'm due to speak now. Ready? They beep the bell at 2 o'clock. You're late.
Fuck the speech. You want Bert. Okay, Bert.
Oh, well, if we can have Bert, then that's all right. You didn't let Bert have it last week. Come on, Bert.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Quick question. Hey, I have a question. Quick question. I know that Bob's got to do his address. Hey, I have a chart that I discovered and worked with maybe 7 years ago of the 10 sephira of the body.
Turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down.
Yeah, instead of 1 to 10, go 10 to 1.
Go 10 to 1. Okay, are all those 10 points the connections to the tree of life that I have in this chart?
It's so glib and so clicheable. It wouldn't hold water. But the points are, you know, the fairy, the frou-frou fairy fluff stuff is good. If you just want some cum, yeah, it'll get you there, but not much past that. But it's all right. We're not fussing, but it's not. Don't go and build your fucking life on it or nothing.
No, I know. I just heard you talking
then that's
about
the answer. That's that answer.
All right. Okay, I said a quick question, but I have another set of a series of questions.
Got to our questions yet. We get questions too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Hey, when I asked you about quarks, you and Bob came up with a interesting summary about quarks. And Bob came up that quarks engage the bias. And then you came on and said that the quarks engage the ground of the human and it's systemic. So is the autonomic system the ground of the human?
Yeah, you have to watch Eureka, Insane, and the Pea Brain. That'll explain
Cypress Hill
for you.
That's the show,
Insane
and Pea Brain? Okay.
The name of that episode is Insane in the Pea Brain on the sci-fi series Eureka.
Do quarks engage the autonomic system?
They're before it.
So are they the ground?
See,
quarks?
They can show up before, during, and after something is. So they would precede eventually everything. See, because there's no time, so it can precede everything because there's no time. They, like you, are not judged by time. That's why your body looks younger now than it did 5 years ago. Just look at a 5-year-old digital image of you and look at you. Look at the difference. Hey.
What you just outlined with the quarks, is that why there's sort of a change in the relationship to neutrinos and quarks? Because you said it can be, and before you used to say that the neutrinos are measurements.
They haven't changed. You've changed. They haven't changed. You've changed. See, it's in Section 5. You got to go to Section 5, where Shy is, Section 5.
Okay, last question. Do angels engage quarks? Because I know that angels are responsible
for
sharing.
Sure they do. They use everything. Yes, of course they do.
They use everything.
That's what your heirs, that's why you should be using your heirs.
I do.
We know.
Is there a specific?
That's why. Fourth heir.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there something, a special massage with your playlist? Because I've been, it's over, 552 as of Friday on the master playlist. Is that like a non-physical massage, Ian? Because that music really is...
No, now it's morphed into a whole other thing. Go down a little bit to the subscribe section, where the little purple person is. Click on the little purple person, and then it'll bust out all of them from the Fa Sol La, the Colored Collection, the Festal Collection, the Dottie Rambo.
Yeah, I subscribe. To that.
Good.
Yeah, you put
that
on the Google.
Now it breaks down to each payday is listed there individually, so you can find them in one place now. So then you can pick, because we have to make this. The media ecology isn't media ecology if you can't find anything. That's what's wrong with media ecology. That's what's wrong with all those books, all the books that have ever been written. Nobody can find anything. And if you don't know Finneganese, you can't find anything. So then the Dewey Decimal System is based on James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. Oh, wait, there's a Playfair cipher to that, isn't there? Oh, yeah, we did that already. That's good. So now you're starting to figure it out. We're so thankful you working so hard, trying to put it all together. Good for you.
Okay, I heard Bob say earlier this morning that acoustic tastes beyond the cellular. Is that what the master, the songs on the master playlist or your description is working with? It's beyond the cellular? Is that what that the purpose?
You'll see. You'll see. It connects things. Because some of that music is a bit avant-garde. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. Even the how the mix or how you have it mixed up.
Well, and it's the fall. We're going to change that because once you have one more tiered level of shifting, that's good. But you could almost now this doesn't affect like when you're producing berries. That's different. So you got to stay straight Vestal with that. But this is becoming because now what's happening is the world is becoming more cohesive rather than convalescent. Cohesive. Rather than convalescent.
Okay.
It's changing. You get into all that kind of stuff. It's like your meat sack body. Okay, are you through now?
Yes, I am through. Thanks.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your body for two questions. Number one has jumped on the bandwagon. He's trying to go for He-Man the Barbarian, and we're trying to slow him down.
Hurt.
He's going down the same slippery slope you're going down, and, you know, we thought you might want to reach out and give an old dog a helping hand. We want to keep him so that his penis will still reach the female, because if he gets much bigger, he's not going to be able to reach. So it's a bit of a challenge if you keep going, really. But I guess you can make it up for with tenacity, what you lack with visceral tactility. Maybe. We don't know. So what we're trying to say is your spans, your weight change is stabilized finally, yes?
Well, we'll see, Ion, because yesterday it was like the maximum I've ever been ever in this journey, in this meat sack.
Mm-hmm. And yet your stamina has increased by twice, would you say?
Yes, that's the strange part.
Do you understand that that's not the way this works?
Yes, I do. Everything. Although I'm quite lazy, though. I'm quite lazy, but the muscle is, it's like, just think about
now,
it. And
let's talk about your skin, your dermis. Do you remember how you used to be dry and ashy?
Yes.
And you're not
I
now.
Took. Yes, I heard your clues last week, and that's really changed a lot overnight, actually.
That's good, because we want to change. We want to allow your things to change. See, the problem with change is people don't like change. See, a child's going to sit there under that portal, and she's going to put her feet under that portal no matter what. We said, child, don't do that. Go through the portal. Don't go through it. But you're putting yourself out there in the wind. And she internally puts those feet under the portal of that electric desk. So we go, okay, then go ahead. You know, that's fine. Then she gets all sideways with it. And we're like, well, you kept your feet under the desk. What else could we do then, you see? So that's the rub. So we don't want you to have that same potential thing to overcome. You can overcome it, and she will too, because now we've even reminded her again. So it's like, oh, okay, good. Then it's like the 14th ring of the angel diagram. It allows you to see inside, outside, the space, the line and the space, the resonant interval. Roxy, that's the conversation. She's gone now, but that's the conversation. That's the difference between the covalent bonding that you're trying to get, the valence and the valence, the balance and the valence. Jean's having a little gizgasm. She's come together and form one mass or whole and puddles and coalesced in the shallow streams and separate detail of coalesce from a single body of scientific thought. Combine elements in the mass of the whole and help coalesce the community. They established an office. Oh, Lord. Coalescing from co to come with. From come, so you can get you to come. Alliance, grow up into allure, nourish. Very fun. Good. So that's what's happening now. How about your slumber? Do you want to discuss that, or is that too tender still?
No. I say the experience is quite fast.
Well, it's because you're not sleeping.
Well, that I know.
No. Okay, good. Just so that, does that trouble you?
Yes.
It's okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all.
So, But now it should give you more time for coitus, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so increase that then.
All right.
And the more you increase it, it's not, the scheduling is awful and blah, 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 blah. But the more you engage it, the more there's time for it. Watch.
All right.
So be tenacious with it because you'll see it'll get you there. We're being very specific because this affects you. We're trying to round you now. We pumped you up like Hans and Franz. We pumped you up. Now we're trying to level you out.
That's a question now that you're talking about round me up. Hey, Ion, this double six-pack, 12-pack, is that has to do with the stability of the dorsals? Because I'm feeling mobile. I'm feeling mobile, but technically I shouldn't be that mobile due to my size now.
That's what we said.
I know. Okay. All right. Lesson
learned.
Oh, Lord.
Now Gene wants to hook up a swingers party. You're in, Bert. You moved the muscles now. You've got it going on. This is great. This ends up in one big orgy. One big orgy, Bob. One big orgy.
I'm good, Ian. Thank you.
Carolyn said this is how it's going to fall out. She said it years ago, years and years ago. So there you go. Okay, Bob, you going to play some music?
Thanks, Bob.
Happy day.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks.
Yeah, y'all talk
okay,
about yourselves. Make him play some nice music for just a bit.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bert.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bert. Okay, what do we do? You got to play some music? Well, let's just talk a bit. Hey, unmute. Ion wants us to play music so we can't talk. So you don't get to hear my wisdom. Because I'll talk gravitates towards me, right?
You're talking and all of us talking is music, man.
Yeah, that's right. So
yes,
what does anybody want to say?
Bob, you want to do a preamble for your address, your State of the Union
address? Yeah, I should keep my address. Well, Ron's not here. He won't hear it. Then he won't know how to respond. Oh, okay. Good idea, Bert. And so my address would consist of taking questions, like Mr. Trump. All right. What's the first question? That'll tell me what to say.
Are thoughts, words, or emotions... Which one of those is most important in creation?
Thoughts, words, and emotions.
Yes, which one's most significant when you're trying to create?
Who's asking this question?
This is Brent.
Oh, yeah, Brent. Thoughts, emotions, and words. Well, since we're all collectively conscious, since Rai returned to the plane of essence in 1967... We're all fused. That's what one means in the Koger quadrant, the one of the 14. And then the four beside the one to make up the number, what looks like a number, 1-4, is your thoughts, emotions, and any other human process you want to put in there, reduced to a tetrad or quadriphenia. So the changing nature of the effect of your words on your emotions, thoughts, and rhythms and semen is the old way. The new way.
It's true.
Bob making it up as he's going along. Looking over at me for inspiration.
As I'm talking,
you're not getting
I'm watching Carol's face as I address you people. I'm looking at what you would be.
Let's make cinnamon rolls again.
No, Bob, how are you going to help President Trump deconstruct the administrative state? Bannon said that there were 3 points. One is national security and sovereignty. Second is economic nationalism.
The old way, 1-4, quadriphenic, flips into the new way, which is 8 on its side, the Dobbs quadrant. And it turns out that Bob walked around since 1922. We period before that is not relevant to our time probably right now. So I walked around. I played ball hockey. I worked with Reinhard Gehlen after World War II. I was at the Battle of the Bulge. All those things in my diary. It was the action of walking around that was expressing power or expressing creativity. So what did Ian say about, hey, please do not make noises? This is what, like, Trump would do that, wouldn't he? He'd say, quiet down there. No children.
Get him out of here.
I'm trying to take notes.
Yeah, try to take notes. Well, do it quietly, please.
Get that note taker out of here.
It's just Chad moving your microphone.
No, so, the dog shaking. Sorry.
Dog shitting? Oh, yeah, it's quivering under Bob's impact. You have to understand this. I go back to Cosmic Awareness. I read once, channeled by Cosmic Awareness, probably the one that came from Dave Worster, where he said, while Albert Hoffman was manufacturing LSD, which is about 1938, I think, because he didn't taste it for 5 years till 43, a guy, some aristocrat, European aristocrat, climbed up the Matterhorn or something. So you have one guy doing something, and it's being helped, reinforced, or elaborated by someone else walking up. So all these activities that people are walking around doing, engaging in different forms of meteorological or technological status, are communicating. Well, I managed to get myself in the center of all that, billions of people walking and communicating, including their words. But because I got to the center of it, my gestures, my direction, where, like walking to the beach every day, is a great stabilizer. It has to be a tetrad, a stabilizer, a disruptor, a retriever, and a flipping into the opposite, all right? So I'm not saying thoughts, emotions, and words, tiny quadrophenia. My environment, my house, my place, what I do, the bikes that I don't use, the bikes with the flat tires, all this stuff is the way one communicates now, today. So that would include your chemical body, your chip body, and your TV body, and your astral body. The interplay of those bodies, plus the mystery body, plus the new RNA processed, RNA drops processed hexad body, is how you're creating. And Ian says there's creation and there's power. So you wouldn't be limited to chemical body words anymore. So it's interesting when Ion knew this. Did he know it before March 18, 2009? And he walked us through the stages, retrieved our memories, to this point where he announced that words were not what they used to be. So, I am so huge, because I got myself in the middle, my actions influence everything. All banking heads toward Bob. So now, listen, let's talk a bit about what's Ion's response to my great speech I just gave. The shortest, greatest speech ever. Just a recapture, but said in a new way. It's never been said Sunday morning in this context, where I whispered half of it.
Which has been your fake radio announcer voice.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting on the universe.
That's where I recall it. That's right.
That's my fake radio
Some
voice.
Genius days.
If I have to actually express myself.
I can add to that. Two things. Ian said that when Chaw makes a cup of tea, she can settle court cases or something like that.
Yeah,
really
that's what
that?
We're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm the best at all that. You guys are junior apprentices, learning how to influence your local environment, whatever level. I've been doing this for 10,000 years or more, so I have acquired a global monopoly, 600 years ago when I toppled the Medicis and all that stuff. So I'm now putting it forth to allow you to engage in that level of communication or influence or power or energy or ESP or voidness. Voidness, that's very interesting to be creative and then void it immediately. So now, Carolyn, can you give me an example of what I'm talking about that you've seen me do?
Well, now that your foster son is a judge, you can judge all cases.
Fuck that. Did you know what I posted on my Facebook? I was humiliated by that act.
I know, but that's a cover story.
Well, yeah,
have you seen Bob not ride a bicycle with a flat tire?
Not riding bicycle with them on.
Yeah, that's been the last 6 years. We haven't ridden those bikes. They've been in the garage with flat tires.
Very flat.
Yeah, very flat. Both of them. So the point is that Carol notices it in the xenochrony. The key word is xenochrony, is the synchronicity that I modulate seemingly unwittingly. That's the new form of gestural response to an Android meme that's looking to help you, looking to serve you. And, of course, like the angels, that turns out to be a huge disservice. So you have to be wary of all efforts by the Android meme to support what you're communicating. So when Ian said the other day that we are creating not through our words anymore but through something else, I realized that's what my chart was. It was a map of my communication over the last 2,000 years or more, of how I walk the walk, talk the talk, and every other interesting phrase you could put in there. My communication was the framework, was the syntax for all humans' communications. So it had to come to a point where this was recognized.
So when Ion says it's done, it's over.
Yeah.
Is that
what
it's
really? He's not pouring out all kinds of wisdom indiscriminately to anybody who'll listen. He tells top secrets right there to Cha and to other people who haven't even been here more than 3 minutes. And he's just dumping everything out because it's all obsolete because Bob has successfully communicated the double duty in Tarot Bang. And then the Android mean doubles that. So we recognize that what Dave Worster, well, Cosmic Warren said in 1969, October 8th, he said, Bob, you have this extraordinary ability to communicate higher abstractions through transpersonative something, interaction. That's what I've been doing. Higher abstractions through transpersonative. Now, that doesn't mean personal conversation with somebody. It means macroscopic gesticulations, that's a McLuhan word, where whole movies and series reflect me, like Taboo did this past week. And many of people weren't here when we posted the reason why Taboo works. So what I am said today should be familiar to people like Chad, who know my stuff, heard it for a long time. It should not be new to the longtime listeners of Bob's wisdom, because that's what I basically were saying. But I didn't have the words, or I didn't have the words that were not relevant until Ion laid out this map, and everybody tried to practice making their words create for 6-7 years, and then that was going to be canceled. Once that was canceled, then you'd be told what Bob meant. Then you understand what Bob was trying to say, but kept it to himself while he watched you rehearse the stages of apprehension, which are spelled out on the chart. So do you understand that? It's a memory theater that I've created that helps you recall everything that Ion's pointing to.
Yeah, I had a couple statements on that. One is that you said a while ago.
Ion's posting, so I think you can unmute them anytime.
No, no, we're going to let you first. We're letting the Alex Jones of our scene, Bart, say something.
Okay, right. Just saying.
I'm not into the conspiracy porn, so you might have me mispaid,
yeah.
But
you go, Bart.
You did say a while ago that as a way to communicate your power or your ascension, however you want to, this is going back, you
great
did demonstrate it.
My great indifference.
Great indifference.
Yeah.
Well, you also said that you would just demonstrate it by, you could demonstrate it by through your body, by just levitating yourself and not making a communication thing out of it.
Yeah, I said
verbally.
That.
Yeah.
Well, that was before this insight.
That was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's I was limited. I had to put it into the puny framework Iron was offering. I knew I would have to update itself, which he did lately, and then that allowed me to do it.
What do you think of the notion that as you were not communicating while you were wandering around,
no, I was communicating. I was always at the right place at the right time every day, and I used to say that I have never left the tunnel that I've been, swallowed through the digestive system of the unfolding of the new situation, which we're now in. Every day, as Carol knows, was purposeful, was part of the plan.
Well, maybe not that. How about you weren't creating sort of maybe established concepts or points of
limited
view?
Limited Gutenbergian products. No. It's since media, the electric technologies were the new art form, the new art forms, according to McLuhan, I was communicating to those hidden environments and responding to them by being at the right place all the time to witness the articulation of some consciousness in relation to the action of the global theater.
Yeah, I'm separating any of your verbal content from, you know, sort of standard conventional models of thinking or concepts. You were, what would you say in your terms? You were.
What? Okay. I wasn't speaking to the old disciplines. I always said that I made that chart to represent the last patriarch or the last male communicating to the women taking over. Not in any conventional way of feminists think they take over, but it was a way of saying to Carolyn, well, we men, we fucked it up, but I'm probably the best guy. Here's what the best we came out. Well, this is how we helped you get here. So that is what I was communicating. I was
in a standard way. You were not creating content in a standard way. Would that be one way to say it?
I was noticing what people were attempting to do, the more avant-garde appropriate people like Zappa and McLuhan, registering, being an expert of all their movements through most of their creativity, most of their creative lives. I became the expert in all of them. And it dawned on me, you know, over the last few years that I was watching myself. I was watching what I was communicating through their aspects, their perspective, their angles.
But notice how you said that here's what we created and we're handing it back to you women. Now that is not, that's not what happened.
That's right. That's what I used to say 20 years ago. This chart is me saying, well, these guys made an effort and you women shouldn't reject them. You're rejecting all men. I mean, that's what Peggy Mellon Hitchcock's mother told her through Teresa, the medium, in May 1999. Said, Peggy, get your women together. Men blew it. And I already made the chart. See, this is interesting. I got to hear that said to her, and I already knew it and wrote it out four years before in 95.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying to Carolyn, you're going to do something that's new, and note this stuff. It'll help you explain when you have to explain what happened.
Do we live in isolated worlds ourselves, or do we have influence over each other?
You're not living. Remember, McLuhan asked, is there life before death? Until I recreate you, or help you remember yourself, which we said in our manifesto in 1995, we have the means, we call it the D-cell, to help you reappear, and that Carol and I were the first to reappear. We're the Adam and Eve of the new reappearance on a new scale, a new level, the completed breakthrough. So you are nowhere until you engage Ion and us and our products. That's the only way you can get reappeared. So that's what I'm saying. And I can't judge how well you're doing on that. In the moment, I can, depending on how you respond to Ion's question. Like, I was judging Roxy and how she was responding to what Ion was saying. Then I was judging Bert and then Chad. And I don't necessarily tell people what I'm thinking, but I'm aware of what's going on and seeing how you're doing. So that's I'm the guy at the center of the tennis court, the referee, the judge. Then he sits there by the net, right?
Well, what I've noticed about myself is I'm not as interested in all these details and symbols and whatnot. I really just want to maximize my fun, and I'm not really concerned with engaging with Ion every week, and I don't know if that's a problem. That means I'm doing something wrong, but that's just how I feel.
There's nothing else better to do. You haven't been infected by the virus of Ion enough to know, so there's nothing better than doing that.
Oh, okay.
Because you'll get the feeling from it.
Okay.
And the symbols in that are words and concepts to throw around with Ion as he communicates on my level to you. You don't have to memorize the stuff, but you've got to be a bit familiar with it. Yeah, so okay. There's no problem. You're not. There's no escape. You can't go off and say, okay, now I'm ascended. I'm going to go off and just surf all day. That's not going to work because non-physicals here are creating a new thing every minute, and you want to be surfing or in touch with it as much as possible so that you're in sync. The chain, what's that phrase? The chain
to the rhythm.
Chained to the rhythm, right, chained to the rhythm. And the rhythm's always being improvised on by Ion. So we're going to unmute Ion, and he's not allowed to go, what fucking bullshit. Nah, enough of that nonsense. Bob, forget that shit. That's not argument. That's not a rebuttal. He's got to come. He has to agree with what I said. Well, how can he contrary it other than saying, well, what could he say? All he can say is that's bullshit. So if he wasn't allowed to say that, how could he refute what I'm saying? Because Ion does what I'm talking about. I represent someone who's aware of communication on the level that Ion says, because Ion says, you know, they're in charge of the cloud. He talks about you people being in charge of the whole planet or communicating through it or influencing it. Well, that's what Ion can do, and I'm the conscious version of that. And Ion has to acknowledge that. He can't come up with any rebuttal. How could you top what I just said? What I just said, no human would ever say. Henry Kissinger doesn't get on there and say, well, see, I'm a macro gesticulation, and what my words and articles are puny compared to what I'm actually doing and where I eat and who I record speeches with. That's a small part of my communication. Nobody says that. Wouldn't you say, Carol? No, you wouldn't say that. You don't know how to say what I just said. You can't say what I just said, Carol.
I don't want to say what you just said.
Yeah, see, look, she wants to stay in the little world.
No.
And help
I got my
women.
Own world.
Help little women.
But I love interfacing with your world.
Yes, it's a good distraction. But can any of you people refute what I just said?
No,
can you
no
come
but
up with
let
a
me.
Bigger
bigger
expression? Can
what
you
about
say bigger
so,
than what I just did?
Hell no.
The Zenocrony thing.
Yeah.
That. To me, could be sort of the since you don't have any content that you're creating over this period that you're walking around. The Android meme is forced to create some sort of content, and so it creates this distorted image.
Now I've been walking around. We're talking about the timeline starts in 1984. So I start in that big year, which we're trying to say is coming back again. You know, Orwell's novel. I started publicly expressing myself in 1984. That's when I started. So what is that, 33 years ago? 84, 94, 2014, yeah, 33 years ago. And that's what Dave Worster said back in 1994. The Christian archetype is anybody who's tending to ascend, but he didn't use those words, will probably become psychopathic in their 33rd year because the whole myth is Christ in his 33rd year went around being psychopathic and doing what he did. So you have this 33rd year dynamic. So Bob's giving you a Sermon on the Mount here in the 33rd year of public expression. I walked around anonymously working with the Big Brother factors before 84. But I started to come forth to, I haven't been walking around since 1984. I've been publicly available. You get that, Bert? I mean, Bart?
Yeah, and so that when you sort of come out, become public, then the Zenocrony sort of starts to become manifest.
That's when Ghostbusters comes out around that time, and I haven't looked at Ghostbusters, but I know I was heavily involved in Blues Brothers. That's one of the first things I noticed when Nelson Thal told me, "Hey, you dance like the Blues Brothers." So I looked at that. What's that mean? And so then they did the Ghostbusters. We're Ghostbusters, so there must be a lot of us in that. And then there's other media started unfolding, like David Lynch's Blue Velvet, and then Twin Peaks, that just started coming out. But it's because I was on the media, so I would say I
caused
that.
That's returning, too. The Twin Peaks is returning.
Right. Well, that's going to be so much about me. We already saw the trailer, which was about me. The guy, the sheriff, Lynch, is interviewing dead people. That's what we do here. Okay. Unless anybody has one more statement, let's bring Ion in and see, you know, he's got 10 minutes to rebut or to say something. and maybe we, you, them, me, will interact with Ion. But what do you predict Ion's going to say? Do you predict he's going to go bullshit? I predict bullshit.
He's going to say Bad Robot there and JJ. Can. That's what I predict.
I
start off.
Well done, Bob. He's going to say Bob. You
start off
saying, got it right.
Yeah, he's going to predict exactly the opposite of what you think he's going to say.
What did you say, Bert?
I said he'll start off saying bullshit, but in the end he'll agree with you. He always has to be contrary.
Bunch of bullshit.
Be contrary.
Or he'll start off agreeing with me and move towards ultimate dismissal of everybody. And what is Eliza? Eliza's saying that you predict that what I said will come true? Is that what you said, Eliza?
No, he'll say the opposite of whatever you're saying, most likely, something. That's what
I covered everything. There's no opposite.
Yeah.
I swallowed the whole fucking tunnel. I ate the world. Remember, Brian said that I go around saying, eat me, eat me. Said that a couple hours ago. I'm always asking people to eat me. Well, I ate him. I ate the whole phenomenon here. Okay. And look at notice how Carolyn kind of ignores all this stuff. It's just over there in a little world, more robotic than me, acting out her global communication. Now, she's doing what I do, but she don't like to talk about it or can't talk about it and relate it to the old stuff. Maybe because there's no stake for women in the old patriarchal museums. See? So,
I'm not a woman. I'm a human being.
You're not even that. Remember, you're not human, Carol.
No, you're the not human one.
All right. See? Arguing. Okay, here we go. I'm letting Ion out of the cage. There you are, Ion. That's
well, good morning,
group.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
What a great pleasure it is. Join you all today. We've come here on a great, wonderful day with a state of the un-ion, and we've had it presented, however superfluously, that monikers are based on precepts and calculations that are gauged against a bias, however esteemed. We here in the Democratic Caucus see things in a completely different light because you understand we represent the little man. We are opening the free clinics so you can get your abortions when you want them. We are going to take all the money and divide it up amongst ourselves to make sure that we hold the status quo. We are here to make sure there's plenty of little men that we may rule. See, all these high-minded, cliché-able archetypes that are so thoroughly embraced with this ascension, ascending, and becoming in your power and taking your power. See, they're just a pipe dream. They can't hold water because if you don't, like our fine counterpart, Maxine Waters, she'll soon be in the water. But in the water, you see, if this ascension doesn't work, you should learn how to swim. And we here in the Democratic Party, we're here for the little man. We're here to teach you how to swim in a very vast and great ocean. And we'd like to confirm that the sharks really aren't interested in you being their dinner. However, if you get eaten, that's what happens when you let the Republicans just run gamut over everything, run roughshod over all creation, that they know better. They, as gods, know better than you as little men. Look. Your entire philosophy, a theosophy, has been created just for you here by the Democratic Party, a way so you don't have to do, be, or have anything. And we take care of everything. You don't have to have medical care. We'll pay for it. You don't have to know anything. We'll take care of it. You don't have to work. We'll give you relief. See how wonderful it is that you don't have to do a thing. You can just remain a little man all your days. And when you're tired of this life, we'll pay to put you in the ground, and we will lay you away. When the plague comes, who's going to open the FEMA cramp to put you in so that you can expire quietly and peacefully? Not Bob. His reality, however provocative, to provide ascension. What a wonderful kingdom that we can give everybody their own kingdom. Wow. If they could only get a rich man to vote like that, boy, wouldn't we have something. At some point, you have to come back to reality to say that some of these people aren't going to make it. Those that aren't going to make it are the ones that we, the Democrat Party, represent. And we're trying to get somebody to take over this campaign to save or at least take care of what's left of the still dying little man. It's a great day. It's a great day here in America that now you have this great opportunity. However, in the past, it's just never worked out. And through the great collapses and the ups and downs that you go, you have to come back to have the reform. You can't reform the reform party, can you? Well, he's trying, Mr. Trump is trying to, and Bob and the rest of this crew, they're trying to undo all that is. They say that America's to be made great again. We say America's never been great in the first place. It's never been great. It's always been, yeah, just kind of middle of the road, just kind of come see, come saw. Nothing to write home about, and we really like it like that because it's so better because, see, you're only as good as your weakest vessel. So keep everybody dumbed down so everybody's equal, and everybody can piss on each other. We think it's your God-given right as a God to piss on anybody you want to. You can piss on a tree. You can piss with the girls and the boys with the girls and the shims and the he's and the she's and the it's. All those that are, don't know who they are. And if you're transgendered, we have schools that will teach you how to continue your transgenderedness. If you want to have dogs and cats laying together, we support that. We think you should lay down with the dogs if you want to. But just so you know, the Republicans will say, oh, but if you lay down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas. We have flea spray here in the Democratic Party. We will thoroughly spray you down and deflea you, delouse you, and get you ready for a nice, long FEMA camp experience. It's going to be delightful. And just remember, if everything's going good, it's wonderful. But when it all comes crashing down and you don't make it, when the roll is called up yonder, we'll be there to help you get through the little part that's less than and never was going to work anyway. And you don't know who you are, and I don't know, and coffee don't fax worth a damn. And this, all this whole pious position is pretty wonderful if you can make it. But if you can't, just remember, we here at the Democratic Party are here to feel your pain. We know how you feel. We can do it again. We can run this right back in the hole that it came out of. See, when President McKinley was here, we had all kinds of trouble. The world was rampant with rich people. Now, the poorest of your poor have big screen TVs, thanks to us. They have great big fine cars, thanks to us. They live in great big wonderful government-provided homes, thanks to us. And someone else, some superfluous somewhere out there, has got to foot the bill. How cool for school is that? Hold on to the Democratic dream of everything for nothing. That's what we'll provide for you, nothing. It's very great. We appreciate all the hard work that all these people have done on the behalf of you ascending ones, and it's a very fabulous. But, you know, it seems odd that all this energy would have to be extended on someone ascending already anyway. Wow, how delightful. What about the little man? What about the big, vast government waste and this big pharma that's coming around trying to put the pills down our throat holes? We provide those pills, and we provide that big pharma just for you. Let the ascending ones pay for everything. Just lay back in a great, big, comfortable bed that the government most surely will provide. And then what will happen is when you wake up stone cold dead, no longer in this world, you'll still have eternity, so it'll be all right. And you can be all right again. Instead of great, you can be all right again. It's very wonderful. We've enjoyed this interaction that allowed you to finally have a little taste, finally and completely, of how the world will be devoured. Okay? And it's very delightful that you take call on the very epitome of the dark soul to lead you into the candors and the quifferies that would drive angels from the world in which you divine. How fabulous to allow you to come to the edge of glory. Even Our Lady Gaga, we love our Stephanie. She just has done such a great work to put us back into the lay of what we have provided on your behalf. So when it's all said and done, we will be the ones responsible for your pleasures and your delights. We, everything good and wonderful, we will let you know what's going on, because we'll tell you, just as we've done in the past. It's all been wonderful. We've taken...
Oh, okay, I just want to mute you because it's going to wrap up. I just want to say you're representing the old way of acting. You actually put on your character of the Democratic whip. I commend you. Well done. I didn't do the old kind of acting. I just... What did I do? I reacted, proactive. I don't know what I did, but it's the new kind of acting. So we had the old kind of acting versus the new kind of acting there. So now I'll, you can have the last word, Ian,
so you
as
can,
we come.
So you can change. So you can now, Bob, you can finally change water into wine.
Thank you. Awesome. A very good response there, Ian. Not enough.
Yeah.
People understand your satire. We will talk off the record. You will not be allowed to be part of the party, the Astor Oscar party that we're going to right now.
Ion has
but we
mini
still love,
radio announcement.
We still love, we still love, we still love pickles and coffee.